Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 77 of The World of Goldcraft. As usual, I am your host, The Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm here to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. As we do every week, I'll be going through my week in terms of goldmaking in both Classic and Retail, and I'll be talking about what's going on with the game and a discussion point. Now, of course, this podcast is made available by my patrons that get access to all of the episodes 3 days ahead of time, as well as everything I post on thelazygoldmaker.com, and if you want to join us, you can do so at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. Let's dive into my week. So, this week in BFA. Currently, I am sitting at 11.3 million gold in across my bank alts in BFA. I've made about 640,000 gold in sales this week. Out of that, about 600,000 was from BOEs, and I spent a whopping 2.1 million gold on BOEs because I really needed to restock. It's been a while since the last time I did restock, so that's very nice. I only managed to repost twice this week, which is pretty bad. It's not what I want to. And one of those reposts was one of the smallest single-day sales I've ever had, I think, with just 6,000 gold in that, for that one day in sales across 9 realms, which is essentially nothing. But then on Saturday, we bounced back a little bit, and I had 638,000 gold in sales on Saturday. So overall, the week didn't end up being a complete dud. It's 600k is okay-ish for two repost days. I also did do a massive shopping round for BOEs for the first time in quite a while. I ended up spending 2.1 million gold on BOEs, which is, well, I'd say quite impressive. That's a lot of gold, probably more than some of you have ever had in the game. So that was fun, exciting, of course, a little bit intimidating maybe. I don't usually spend that much, but it should be perfectly fine. The gold was spread out pretty evenly. I actually bought BOEs on all of my realms, except for one where I don't have that much gold. So I bought BOEs on 8 different realms. So I think it should hopefully mean that I get a bigger mailbox the next time I check. Outside of that, I haven't really done anything special this week. I'm done with the 30 days to a token challenge, which means that I have not been doing any BFA crafting or farming or anything like that, just focusing on my flipping realms. I'll probably do some more BFA crafting eventually. One of my friends is playing BFA now, or trying it out, considering going into Shadowlands, so I may play BFA a little bit more than I have. We'll see. But my multi-realm flipping empire is still working really well, so that's definitely very nice. So let's turn our attention to Classic. So currently in Classic I have 3,000 gold on me, and I have another 2,700 gold worth of items posted on the auction house. So that's a little bit up since last week. That's about 100 gold in total value increased, which is pretty nice. And when I say total value, that's just the sum of what you have posted on the auction house and the liquid gold you have. So that's looking pretty nice. I spent some gold this week. I bought a flask recipe for a couple of hundred gold for my rogue. I also bought materials and crafted four different flasks, or I should say two each of two different flasks during the raid tonight that I haven't posted on the auction house yet. So that's at least another, that's almost another 500 gold in auction house value most likely, which would really increase my totals from last week. My total sales this week were 2,810 gold, which is a little bit, it's been hovering in like the 2,500 to 3,000 gold range typically per week in sales for me. I feel like I slacked a little bit on crafting this week. I was a little bit more diligent in getting world buffs for raids than usual, so that meant that I had to stay away from my rogue for more time than I usually do. Of course, engineering and alchemy is still the main ways I make gold, My alt, my warlock, is level 42 right now, and I've been focusing more on leveling it rather than using the crafting professions. But I have crafted some Frostweave gloves, and they've been selling pretty well this week. I actually just sold out today. And I really want to get into some more crafting with my warlock, but I prefer to focus on leveling, and I just it's logged out all over the world, and you can't really do effective mass crafting unless you're in a major city, which is why I probably won't be crafting too much with it until I hit 60, even if I already can access a decent number of profitable recipes, actually. I've also been chilling a little bit. I've been swapping from Arcanite Transmutes back to Transmute Water to Air, which is now profitable, or more profitable than the Arcanite Transmute. So I have 3 bars. I wonder if I'm going to keep them or try to sell them or try to sell the Transmute. Probably I'll try to sell them, but we'll see. I may also try to finish farming Timbermaw Haldrep. I've been farming a little bit Timbermaw Haldrep this week. But we'll see. So that's about it for my week. It's been working pretty well. Although it's really shown that my current approach to gold making in Classic isn't sort of... it's at its peak. It's really plateaued. I haven't been increasing my sales in a while. I've been gradually getting up in gold totals, and then I've been spending it on expensive stuff for my main or my alt. But overall, like my sales have been on the same level for quite a while now. So it really feels like I've saturated my current realm pretty much for my activity level with the professions that I have been doing. So to get more sales, I'll have to find more items to craft. That's pretty much it. So we'll see if we can find some and fit in the time. I may also cut out some lower value crafts and focus more on the ones that really bring in gold. Because then I can spend more less time crafting low value crafts. So I'll probably have to stop doing some of the potions, or I'm at least considering stopping doing some of the potions that I restock a lot of that don't have a huge profit margin, but we'll see. I haven't checked into which that should be yet, but I feel like that's sort of the next step now. So let's take a look at what's going on with the game right now. So if we're looking at BFA, right now there is a 100% XP boost going on. So you got double XP, so now is the time to level your alts. This probably means that there are a lot of people checking it out. A lot of people are stuck at home currently due to the health situation. So people have time to play with your games and try out World of Warcraft. So I know that some of my friends, some Classic players, are trying out BFA right now due to the boost. I'm sure loads of people will be utilizing the chance to level alts to the max level. So we should definitely see an uptake in demand for alt-related markets like bags, catch-up gear, and stuff like that. So now's the time to make sure you post your Uncanny Combatant gear on the auction house. Make sure you run some extra Mythic dungeons and craft some more embroidered deep-sea bags if you can. Or just keep doing what you do regularly. But definitely going to be like the day of the alt is going to be how it is in retail right now. So take advantage of that. Also, make sure you can level some alts, get some more profession alts ready. It's always good to have more professions available, especially if you make gold with crafting, which I do and I've done a lot of. Get some more alts at max level. It's super helpful, gives you access to more recipes and really increases the amount of gold you can make on one realm. So that's definitely something to look at. If we consider Classic, of course, not too much right now. We're waiting on Sol'Garub, which is, I'm guessing, a couple of weeks out. So I expect we'll get the exact date it launches, at least 2 to 3 weeks in advance. So I'm guessing mid to late April, because they've said April. Of course, we'll see if there's any delay on their part due to the health situation. They might have people working from home and not as productive as usually. So we'll see if they're on time or not. But I expect probably late April, which is going to bring about some new recipes and, of course, more alts doing raiding. But it's hard to say exactly how the changes are going to shake out, except for the fact that you should really get the new recipes for some of these crafting professions if you can, because they're really good. There's also going to be some new farming groups, presumably for Sulguru, both to get the Bloodvine for the new tailoring stuff, and of course rep farming. I assume a lot of people will be going hard for reputation during the first week to get to Exalted, to get access to the new enchants and to get access to the new recipes. So I expect we'll see a lot of people doing a lot of stuff in Sulguru once it launches. Usually this is when we'd answer some questions from our patrons, but we don't have any this week, so we're just going to skip right on that and hop on to this week's discussion point. So this week I thought I'd talk a little bit about the types of items you can sell in World of Warcraft and the types of items that you want to sell in World of Warcraft. So this is something that's really going to be important to your decision making, because there are differences between different types of items, and some of these will be really important to have a feel for when you're trying to make gold. So the way I look at it, I think of it in terms of three different types of items that people want to buy. Of course, you can split this up any way you like, but I think of it in three groups, which is consumables. That's items that you use, and they give you some sort of temporary effect, and then they're gone. And if you want to get that effect again, you're going to have to get the item again. So this includes all potions, elixirs, flasks, food buffs, enchants in retail is sort of in this group as well. Gems are sort of in this group. And then Vantus runes and some other stuff. Grenades, of course, in vanilla. There's a ton of consumables, and that's the first group. So then the second group you have is just equipable gear, and now we're talking about gear that increases the power of your character. So this is stuff that gives you some sort of permanent boost to your character. So typically this is just going to be bind on equip gear, and that's about it. And then the last group of items is stuff that's cosmetic. So this is a wider group. Typically it's stuff you buy and then you can use that to get a cosmetic effect. Mostly I'm thinking about gear and mounts and stuff like that. There are some cosmetic consumables, stuff like Savory Deviate Delight in Classic, and they typically sell as consumables. They make more sense in that group. So this is going to be gear that you buy because it looks cool. Of course, in retail we have the transmog system, which means that you can actually change your armor to look like whatever you want it to look like. And then you have cool mounts, which is something you get in both versions of the game, and any other sort of cosmetic item. Now, generally speaking, as far as a speed of sales goes, the best items is consumables. They sell the fastest, and those are generally the items that you will sell the most of, which is not surprising because they're consumed on use. They're just used up and they're gone, and someone, if they want to get the effect, they have to buy it again. And a lot of these consumables are only available from crafting professions, so the only way for someone to get that food buff or that flask buff is for someone to go out and craft that flask and sell it to them, or they can craft it themselves if they have the right profession, but a lot of people won't have that. So consumables usually sell really well, and they're usually quite profitable because they sell so well. So even if you don't have a huge profit margin, you can sell a lot of consumables every day, which means that your gold will just very, very quickly start stacking up because you get it back right away. So you can buy more materials right away and craft more. So consumables is probably one of the best... probably the best item group out of these, for at least for entry level gold making. We're going to make one exception to that rule later on when we look at gear. So now we're talking about gear that increases your character's power. So this includes crafted BOEs, some of which are really good, at least in Classic. You have stuff like the Lionheart helmet, that's best in slot for Warriors. In Retail, you don't have anything that good, but you have the Uncanny Combatant gear, which is okay for a fresh level 120 who just wants to increase the item level quickly for a fairly cheap price. So that's pretty nice. They usually sell decently well. And then it can scale up all the way to like a pure best-in-slot gear, which sells for a very high premium. So in Retail, of course, this includes my main market, which is BOE flipping, where you buy and sell BOEs. And this is also the most profitable market in Retail by far. And the highest potential gold-making flipping market by far. So this is the market that can get you really rich. In Retail or in Classic, however, consumables are much better, generally speaking, than BOEs and power increasing gear from a gold making perspective. Because there are a lot of consumables and people are very consumable hungry in Classic. Whereas there aren't that many gear pieces that are relevant in raids, and they're usually priced correctly. As far as flipping, it's really hard to find deals. So in Classic, I'd rate consumables above gear very comfortably. On Retail, I personally have had more success with gear in BFA than consumables. But I know that some people have great success with consumables as well. And then the last group is cosmetics, vanity items, stuff like that. It sells, but it doesn't sell as well. It doesn't sell as quickly as some of the other categories, but some of the rarest vanity items are some of the most expensive items in the game, including the Spectral Tiger Mount in Retail, which is extremely expensive. And there are some similar items in Classic, but not that many. Generally speaking, there's less cosmetic stuff to buy in Classic because you don't have the transmog system, so people don't care as much about cosmetics. And there aren't that many cosmetic mounts that are tradable. So now we're going to take a look at some examples that sort of change up the different or the priority between these, or which is better. So obviously, generally speaking, consumables are really good and the best market, or among the best markets to make gold in. Now, in BFA, Alchemy has generally been extremely competitive on most realms. So competitive that you need the rank 3 recipes and the tool of the trade that was added in patch 8.2 to even be competitive. So I've made very, very little gold with Alchemy in BFA, even if Alchemy has typically been one of the best gold-making professions. In Classic, I make a ton of gold with Alchemy, for instance. So that's pretty weird. And then, of course, you have on Retail the huge market, BOE flipping. That is the only one that can really, really, really effectively make you millions of gold. As far as time spent, it requires a lot of capital. It's really hard to get into. But it is by far the most profitable market in terms of raw gold potential in BFA. So that in BFA, I found that the gear markets, I've also sold a lot of uncanny or rather notorious and sinister combatant gear and stuff like that. So I've found that for me in BFA, I've sold much more gear than I've sold consumables, and I've had more success with gear overall than with consumables. And then vanity stuff is sort of a side business for me in Retail, particularly right now, and it will remain because I don't like how slowly it sells. You need way too many items to effectively get sales, which is just extremely annoying to deal with for me. So that's it. If you're starting out, you want to focus on consumables if you can do that profitably, because they sell fastest, and that's the most important variable to optimize when you're just starting out. Then I would start looking into gear. Start with stuff that's used for gearing up, because that's the cheapest to get into, and then focus on max level, best in slot style gear if you can after that. And then you can start filling in the gaps with cosmetic items as needed and as possible. And that's about it. That's the one one approach, or that's one way to think about how you can get rich. So yeah, that's it for me this week, guys. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did and you want more content, you can read all about gold making at thelazygoldmaker.com. And as I said on the beginning, if you want to support the show, you can do so through patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. And with a final massive thank you to my patrons, I wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.